Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and welcome to our 9th episode of Seek Him, our audio daily reading plan based upon our reading plan, Seek Him, here at the Church of God of Exeter. Today's readings for Thursday, January 9th, 2020 is Psalm 7, 10 through 17, Genesis 10, 1 through 11, 9, and Matthew 5, 1 through 16. As always, we're going to start with our psalm today, chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Genesis chapter 10, 1 through 11, 9. Now, I forewarn you, I'm going to do the best with the names here, but there are a lot of names. These are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madia, Javan, Tubla, Mishka, Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dudanin. From these, the coastland people spread in their lands, each with his own language by their clans in their nations. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabtika. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calne in the land of Shinar. From that land he went into Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Rezin. Between Nineveh and Calah, that is the great city. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lahabin, Naphtuhim, Parthurusim, Calzluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heath, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Gigazites, and the Hivites, and the Arkites, the Sinites, the Aravites, Zimmerites, and the Hamathites. Afterwards, the clans of the Canaanites dispersed, and the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon in the direction of Gera as far as Gaza, and in the direction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans, their language, their lands, and their nations. To Shem also, the father of the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, children were born. These sons of Shem, Elam, Assur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for he in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelef Hazramaveth, Jera, Hadram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. The territory in which they lived extended from Misha in the direction of Sephar to the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These are the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies in their nations. And from these the nations spread abroad on the earth after the flood. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitum for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed all over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This is the Word of the Lord and our readings for January 9th, 2020. I want to talk about Genesis and Matthew again today. In particular, why all the names? And I hope I didn't bore you to death reading them all and mispronouncing some and distract you with that. But these names matter, especially for the rest of the Bible. They matter because they set up the world as is known in history. They show us where all these enemies of Israel come from. They also show us where other peoples come from and where their tribes and languages and nations formed through the sons of Noah. And genealogies were very important to the Jewish people. We will see this time and time again in the Bible. Genealogies are so quintessential to who they are as Jews. Everyone could rattle their chain all the way back to Noah. Everyone could rattle that chain because they could rattle it all the way back to Abraham, who we'll be talking about tomorrow. So these are really important genealogies because they set the scene, they set the field, they set the earth for us to understand what is going to unfold in the coming chapters. Now, we got to ask about Babel. What's the big deal with what the people are doing with Babel? What is the huge deal here? Why does God disperse the people? What we need to understand is God's command given to Noah and his sons were to fill the earth. And what does it say here that they've done? They've gathered together as one. And you might say, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with people gathering together as one? God wanted humanity to fill the earth and care for the earth, just like he had put us in the garden to care for the garden. He wanted us to fill. That was the promise, to be fruitful and multiply. And that's the continual promise we keep seeing, be fruitful and multiply. And Abraham, I'm going to make you a mighty nation with many descendants, which we're going to talk about tomorrow once again. But the point is, they gathered together when God wanted them to scatter. Worse yet, they decide to build this tower to make a name for themselves. In a sense, they're telling God, I don't care what you want us to do. I don't care what you say. Look at us. Look at what we can do. Look at what we are capable of. This was like a rebellious child who you would tell to go to bed and say, no, I'm going to stay up and do what I want to do. Like my son sometimes will sneak his DS to bed, his little Nintendo DS, and I'll come up there and I say, Lucas, that's not going to bed. He's like, I'll be fine, Dad. I won't be cranky in the morning. I say, give me the DS. He says, I'm going to be fine. I can do it. And then I say, okay, I'm going to let you play that for just another hour. And so at 10 o'clock, I'll come back up there and I'll say, okay, it's time for bed. One more hour, Dad. I promise I won't be cranky. Okay, one more hour. 11 o'clock rolls around. I say, okay, you have to go to bed. He does. And tomorrow, he definitely wishes he would have listened to me the first time. And the point is, that's what we were doing here with God. God told us to scatter. He said, no, God, we're going to do it our way. We're going to do it how we want. I recall a man and a woman doing this back in chapter 3, when they took of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil and ate from the one tree that they were told they shouldn't eat from, they couldn't eat from, lest they die. I remember a story about that. I hope you do too. Time and time again, we try to tell God we know a better way, we can do it better. And time again, we prove that we can't. God is the maker and creator of the whole universe, and God has a plan. Now, there's grace here in scattering the people and confusing the language. What is that grace? Where is that grace? The grace is in the fact that God doesn't destroy them for disobedience. Rather, he gives them another chance to do what he commanded them to do. In fact, he helps push them in that direction. And it's because of this action we're going to get through some more genealogies tomorrow and get to a guy named Abram. And it's through Abram the whole world is to be blessed by God. As a vessel of God's blessing, Abram is to bless the world by God. And so we're going to read more tomorrow onto that. Now, as we go to Matthew and what we discussed in Matthew, there's just one thing I want to point out here. This is the start of the Sermon on the Mount, and we'll read more about this as we go through our reading plan. But in verse 13 and verse 14, Jesus makes a definitive statement. Two of them, actually. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus doesn't say you may become or you will get there eventually. He doesn't say that. He says, no, you are right here, right now, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. If you're a follower of me, you're the salt of the earth. And then he wants us not to lose that saltiness. He wants us not to hide that light. In church, in today's world, the church by and large, not just here in Exeter, but around this world, they're hiding the light. And they're losing their saltiness. We're bending knee to culture obligations. We're bending knee to culture demands. The gospel is more about what people want to hear and less about what Jesus actually taught in today's world. And that's a catastrophic mistake. We're reliving the sins of the past. We're reliving the sins of Adam and Eve, of Noah's family. We're reliving the sins of Cain and Abel. We're reliving the sins of the people at Babel. We're trying to tell God, no, we know a better way to do it. Our way is flawed and doomed to failure. May we repent of this. May we repent of this and turn our hearts to the Lord. May our righteousness, as the psalmist says, be our judge. God bless you all. Today's prayer point is for our nation and our world. And due to the current climate of the world, we are going to be praying for this again like we did yesterday. We're going to pray for those who have been given authority and pray for unity and peace, that the world would know Jesus. We're going to pray for our partners in ministry around the world and for those who face persecution. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for all these things, especially with the turmoil that's going on in the Middle East and has been going on there for years. Lord, we pray that your kingdom would break through in a powerful way, that you, Lord, would break through, that you would bring unity and peace in your name through them discovering you more and more. We also pray for our brothers and sisters who face challenges, trials, and persecutions every day. You said it yourself in your Beatitudes, blessed are you when you're persecuted. Something we won't fully ever understand. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that we have the freedoms we have in our country. But we pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord. We pray for their security in you. And Lord, as many of them face death day by day, we pray that you would increase their courage, increase their saltiness, and let that radiant light shine, because they definitely are being the salt of this earth. They are being a light in a dark world, and Lord, help us follow their example to be salt, to be light. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.